Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
This morning on the third hour of Today, commercial appeal. We're getting a first look at the Super Bowl ads with serious star power. From Paul Rudd to Missy Elliott and Bryan Cranston, we've got your sneak peek. Plus, I'm getting the scoop in Try This Today. I visited my neighborhood's iconic luncheonette to make their famous Coke float, going viral on TikTok with over 45 million views. And famous faces in Studio 1A, Paul Bettany and Jeremy Pope, getting buzz for their Broadway show that brings the art world to the stage, and we're getting you front row seats. And it's Superfood Friday. Joy Bauer's making a simple taco soup for the cold winter days. Today, Friday, January 27th, 2023. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the third hour of Today on a Friday. Yay!
All right. There we go.
Had a long week.
Thank goodness. Alongside Craig and Dylan, Chanel is off doing Wild Child out west.
Wild Child.
That's it.
Ready for the weekend?
Oh, so ready.
Yeah. You?
I am. Full of birthday parties and soccer.
And I know you're excited. Your in-laws are coming.
In-laws are in town. We're going to watch some football on Sunday.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good time. Speaking of football, by the way, folks, Super Bowl now just a couple of weeks away. And this morning, we are getting a sneak peek at some of the star-studded commercials that everyone's going to be talking about in the big game. And look who came back for day two.
We didn't scare you away.
NBC's Kayleigh Hartung.
You're throwing McDonald's sandwiches at me. Just tons of fun here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
Appreciate it.
So before we even know who's going to be in the game, we get to see some of these commercials.
Yeah, these brands, they are drumming up excitement for their biggest stage, the commercials, right? I mean, this game is expected to drive a record $450 million in ad spend. And all the hype starts by dropping these expertly crafted teasers.
Fans have come to expect supersize ads for the Super Bowl. But this year, big brands are shelling out even bigger bucks, with 30-second spots going for a record $7 million.
Getting 100 million eyeballs on your ad at one time is so valuable, and that's what drives the cost. There's no other event during the year that measures up to it.
In a trend that's continued to grow, a who's who of A-list stars has been tapped for the campaigns.
You know, I've been waiting to collab.
Rappers Jack Harlow and Missy Elliott are collaborating on an ad for Doritos, while Meghan Trainor is popping Pringles. Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul are reuniting for Frito-Lay's Popcorners. And Ozzy Osbourne is dusting off his acting skills for software company Workday. Some brands are leaning into nostalgia, which ad agencies say plays to a wider audience. And Michelob Ultra is running a Caddyshack-inspired campaign, starring Serena Williams, Succession's Brian Cox, and Tony Romo.
Young Cinderella story happening right in front of our eyes.
For the first time in more than 30 years, Anheuser-Busch will no longer be the exclusive alcohol advertiser for the big game, opening the door to competitors like Heineken and Crown Royal.
No way.
M&M's is replacing their spokes candies with Maya Rudolph for their Super Bowl ads.
I love M&M's, and you and I love me.
The comedian stepping in following the far-right media backlash last year, after the company swapped their female M&M's high heels with more sensible shoes. Downy Unstoppables is taking a different approach, keeping their star a secret, while FanDuel is betting big on a familiar face, four-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski. The retired tight end will attempt to kick a field goal live during the ad. Brands emptying the playbook to keep viewers in their seats and hoping to score big.
I mean, so here's the thing, Kelly. You just reported that the price for a 30-second ad is about $7 million. Then you got to, of course, you got to pay the production costs. You got to pay these actors who are in the ads. Is it worth it, do we think?
I mean, those big-name actors, some of them are making seven, eight-figure salaries off of these commercial spots. But to your question, is it worth it? That's why we're showing you these teasers. That's why you're even seeing some of these brands release their Super Bowl ads in their entirety before Super Bowl Sunday. They want to get the biggest bang for their buck. It's about driving digital exposure. They want to create viral moments. Yeah. That's the goal of these campaigns.
The Gronk thing will be interesting because that's, you know, I feel like we see all the commercials beforehand. It takes out a little some of the surprise from viewers, but to see something happen live is going to be pretty
live TV.
Awesome.
The big question is how far is he going to have to kick that field goal?
We don't know. We don't know.
I think the secret celebrity was Jason Sudeikis.
You're calling it, huh?
Based on voice? You don't think they've changed the voice?
Okay. Roker's calling Sudeikis.
I like that.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you so much.
Kaylee.
All right. Well, we need to follow up now on a story that we just couldn't get enough of yesterday. We showed you this video of what looked like a very dedicated Uber Eats delivery guy interrupting a college basketball game at Duquesne University. And you can see him there right at the bottom right of your screen. He walks right onto the court, kind of looking for whoever ordered this food. But it turns out it was all a prank. The school releasing a statement saying he did it for internet exposure, which clearly he got. He was wearing a microphone while someone filmed him from the stands. Duquesne says it's reviewing safety protocols and tightening security to prevent another stunt like this in the future.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. All right. Well, here's another viral moment that came about a little bit more organically. Park rangers in Colorado got a sweet surprise a couple months ago. They're checking their wildlife camera, their motion activated. They set them up to capture elements of animals in their element. Well, here's a bear. That's right. He took about 400 of these pictures.
400?
400 of them.
How did he click it?
The camera actually takes the picture. But Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Department says, yeah, it's not like, you know, hey, let me get on this. Oh, hey, look at this. So obviously, they're like 400 pictures all
That's
in these
cool.
different angles.
That this is a cute bear, though.
I like that. Hey, another natural talent, Craig Sundelano.
Oh.
He had a terrific interview with Phoenix Suns player Chris Paul for NBC Nightly News Kids Edition.
Yeah, it's so, you know, Chris Paul, widely regarded as one of the greatest point guards of all time. But as he told my son, as he told Delano, it's imperative to stay humble.
Do you ever get pregame jitters?
Do I ever get pregame jitters? Do you play sports?
Yeah.
You play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous before your games?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot? So guess what? I do too. And guess what? I always say this is that the day that I don't, that'll be the time that I need to retire.
Bingo.
Wow.
It's true.
And he talked to him like he was a friend.
Well, by the way, I couldn't resist popping in at the end just to thank him. It turned out he gave my kid all that great advice without knowing who dad was.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Dale. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Chris, it's Dell's dad, Craig.
Oh, man, what's happening?
Hey, dude, thank you. This
man,
is amazing.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was y'all. I'm dead serious.
Oh,
I gotta tell my wife.
Oh, it was cool.
That's awesome.
We got to catch up a little bit.
Do you know him?
Over the years, I may have done something with Chris Paul.
That's really funny.
That's really cool. So when are we going to be able to see the whole interview?
It's on right now, in fact. Dell's interview with Chris Paul on Nightly News, Kids Edition. It's streaming now on NBCNews.com. It's going to air tomorrow on NBC. So check your local listing.
This kid's a natural.
Well,
he's really good.
Thank God for his mother, right?
Well, we didn't want to say.
But you were thinking it.
Yes.
You were thinking it.
Glad you said it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. During the earlier part of the broadcast, if you heard that clomping, that was Vicky Nguyen.
Her shoes are loud.
I mean, like a gazelle. Also along with her, the quiet Dr. Natalie Azar. They're both here answering all your top questions about health and winter safety, from driving in bad weather to the new guidance on COVID boosters and how to walk on little cat feet. Plus,
could you walk in those heels?
No, but if I did, that's a whole different story. Plus, I went behind the counter at one of my favorite neighborhood restaurants to find out how they make their classic Coke float
after it,
and how they're dealing with fame after they go viral on TikTok. We'll try to heal ourselves and show you some real soul as the third hour of today continues. Take the shot.
There we go.
Your shoes.
There we
Woo!
Go.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back with Asked and Answered, all about your top questions on health and winter safety as we go through winter. So we tapped our experts for this one, NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar, and of course, NBC News senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen. Dr. Natalie, Vicky, thank you, thank you. One of our
good
favorite
morning.
Segments here.
So let's you get said right that on the call this morning.
I mean, it is.
You love this segment.
I do. So let's get right to it. This is Lisa Bogart. Lisa's from right here in New York City. Liz.
I'm wondering if I'm up to date on my vaccine booster, will I have to keep getting a new one every year?
All right.
That's a good question.
Well, that is the million dollar question. And if you were hoping that the FDA was going to clarify that answer for you yesterday, you are going to be disappointed.
Oh.
What the FDA did unanimously decide on is that all vaccines moving forward would be a bivalent or an updated vaccine. So that original series that we all got a couple of years ago will no longer be out with the old, in with the new. Regarding whether or not you're going to get a booster every year, number one, the FDA doesn't really set those guidelines. Really, the CDC does and will, you know, hopefully give us a little shed some light on what they're thinking. What I will say generally is that we don't want to think of it as a one size fits all. You know, the FDA and the CDC definitely want to streamline and make it easier for people to think, oh, I'm going to get my flu shot. I'm going to get my COVID shot. Some people might need it less frequently than once a year. Some people might need it more frequently than a year. That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're going to wait and find out, because once a year is actually great for a couple of months.
Yeah.
That's how long your immunity, you get a transient amount of protection and then it starts to wane.
Mm-hmm.
So we know at least, you know, for Lisa, remember, if you're up to date and you got that bivalent shot, by the way, only 15% of the population has, you are still very well protected against severe disease.
Okay.
So, you know, again, as this is happening, we are learning with the CDC and with FDA about what's going to happen moving forward.
A good idea. All right. Now, Vic, this next question comes from Becca in New York City about driving.
Okay.
I'm going on a ski trip next weekend, and I'm kind of worried about icy roads. Do you have any tips for staying safe?
Great question, Becca. Number one thing to do, listen to your forecasters. Figure out what's the weather really going to be like. And frankly, if it's too dangerous, too icy, postpone the ski trip.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize enough, driving when you don't have to through icy or snowy conditions is dangerous and could potentially be life-threatening, right?
Absolutely.
Let's say it's just wintry weather and you want to go out. Always, always make sure your car is full of gas and that you have all sorts of emergency supplies with you in the winter. It's so, so important. And we have some of them on set here. The blanket is vital and always having plenty of water and snacks. If you travel with your pets, pack food for them as well. And you want to have simple things like jumper cables, snow scrapers, the shovel, and kitty litter is another one. If you get stuck in the snow, you toss some kitty litter behind the behind the wheels to get traction, Dylan. That's right. And avoid driving alone if you can. Always make sure someone knows where you're going to be, where you're starting, where you're ending. Those are so important.
And even if you got four-wheel drive, don't be an idiot.
Exactly. Don't think that that makes you invincible. And if you do get stuck in the snow, make sure you make your car visible. Keep the lights on at night if you can. And if you're running the heater, only do that about 10 minutes per hour. Make sure the exhaust pipes are clear. So that you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning. That's a very real threat for people who are stuck in
the car.
stay in the car. Exactly.
I remember.
Help is within 100 yards.
My dad used to do all this stuff for me and my sister growing up, like the blanket. I know. And I do that now, too.
That's a good idea.
Of course you
do. Vicki, we have another.
Right, exactly.
We have another winter question for you. This is Denise from Westchester County.
When it comes to wood and gas fireplaces, what do we need to know to keep our homes safe?
Denise, thank you for the question. I love it. So number one thing, get your fireplace and the chimney inspected at least once a year. Denise there had a gas fireplace. Some places require you to have that covered. Others don't. So know the codes in your area for your home. Keep everything flammable at least 3 feet away from any fireplace. And this was sort of interesting. I didn't know, but you're not supposed to use your fireplace as your furnace. You don't want to be running it 24 hours a day.
It's not
5
efficient.
Hours max. It's not efficient. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also if it's a gas, you want to make sure there's ventilation in your home. You don't want gases building up. Make sure you have a carbon monoxide and a smoke alarm detector right there in the same room. When it comes to wood, obviously burn old wood, not that wet green wood, because that can be really, really smoky, and clear out the ashes. Mm-hmm. And the creosote that builds up in the chimney, that's a real fire risk.
Yeah, make sure your flu is open.
There's number one.
Vicki. Don't open the flu after you start the fire.
That's tough.
Yeah, we've had that mistake.
Oops.
Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Dr. Yeah,
have a great
Thank
weekend.
You.
All right, well, coming up next, they've been making their Coke floats the same way for almost 100 years. I was there when they did their first one. But after going viral on TikTok, everything changed for my favorite neighborhood luncheonette. I'm going to share how they make their most famous treat. Plus, stars Paul Bettany and Jeremy Pope here live. Nice to see you guys talking about their hit Broadway show. Third Hour of Today. We'll be right back.
All right. It's time to try this today. We've all done ours this week. Buckle up, because now it's Roker's turn.
Well, this is going old school, okay? It's a sweet one. There's a food gem in my neighborhood that's been part of the fabric of New York City's Upper East Side for almost 100 years. Wow. I've been a customer for decades, my kids literally growing up in the booths. I'm talking about the Lexington Candy Shop, where their famous Coke float recently going viral thanks to a TikToker, and I got the chance to find out how it's made. You ready for the Coke float?
I'm ready.
All right, go in there. That's the Coke float, please. Coke floats. Coke floats for everybody. Yeah!
At nearly a century old, the Lexington Candy Shop has stood at the corner of Lexington and East 83rd Street since 1925. Founded by Soterios Phyllis, a Greek immigrant, his son Pete joined the family business in 1930. Not much has changed over the years, except now people are lining up just to get in. And you'll find John behind the counter, the third generation Phyllis, who now owns the business with his partner, Bob Karcher.
Your father was here, your grandfather's here. Did you think you were going to end up running the place?
I started working here when I was 14. Now it's 2023, and I'm still here. I like it. You know, I like the food, I like the customers and the environment.
How did it get named the Lexington Candy Shop? Because you don't really sell that much candy.
No, but when my grandfather started in 1925, they were making candies downstairs. And a lot of the Greeks went into the candy business, and we did too, and that was it.
You walk in and there are regulars. I mean, what keeps people coming here to the Lexington Candy Shop?
The ones that come every day, we know them. We don't have Wi-Fi, because we want people to talk.
These days, both regulars and new customers are talking even more about the iconic luncheonette's Coke floats.
It's delicious. I can see what everyone waits for.
After popping on social media, this post alone went viral with 45 million views.
Wow, beautiful.
Within the hours, people were coming here. The next day went viral. And I'm a star. We're both stars right here.
John says that the luncheonette used to sell on average about 50 of these sweet treats a week.
How many are you making now?
A week? Probably about 1,000.
Wow. I live in the neighborhood, and I'm walking around, and I see these lines. What has that been like for you guys?
Besides the fact that it's stunning, it's very tiring, but we like it. For 2 years with COVID, we were trying to get through it. Now, we got it, we're here, and we're making up for it, so to speak. We used to get one shipment of ice cream a week. Now we're getting 3 or 4.
I will admit, I don't think I've ever had a Coke float. Can you show me how you make a Coke float?
That's what you're going to do. We'll do it together. We're ready to go.
Time to head straight to the pint. for the scoop.
This is the way that we were doing it 100 years ago.
Wow.
All right. I think I remember that.
First, John giving me a quick tutorial.
Three, four, five, six.
And you're stirring while you do it. Vanilla.
Of course.
Of course.
Nice little plop.
Now it's my turn. I pump the Coca-Cola syrup into a glass.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Then add seltzer and stir.
Oh, he's good. Look at this.
Next, ice cream. Mm-hmm. Finally, I top it off with a spritz of seltzer.
That's living.
That's living.
That's right. So we replicated the floats. Our Katie Stilo, our food team, put this together. And the secret ingredient also is Bassett's ice cream.
This is the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah. They're out of Philly. So it's the best of both worlds along I-95.
I love the nostalgia of like an ice cream shop in that way. And with the glass.
The luncheonette. They make a great grilled cheese. She will kill me for saying this, but Courtney worked as a waitress there for about 3 weeks when she was in high school. Couldn't cut because she couldn't do the math of adding up the bill. But she's still in the food bit.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Sorry, sweetie.
Yeah. She's turned out okay.
Yeah. This is like.
You used to work at an ice cream shop. Okay,
you know, we can get you another one. Finish the whole
thing. We can get you another.
You know it's good when.
All right.
So yummy.
What's coming up?
It's just delicious. All right, coming up. Broadway co-stars Jeremy Pope and Paul Bettany are here. We're going to talk to them about taking the stage in the collaboration. We'll be right back after this.
Well, you crushed that.
This is delicious.
And we're back now with actors Jeremy Pope and Paul Bettany. We all know Paul from his role as Vision in Marvel's The Avengers. Okay. And one of my favorites, WandaVision.
Me too.
Yeah, you got me turned on the WandaVision back in the day. Jeremy Pope, of course, took the Broadway stage in Ain't Too Proud and most recently got absolutely rave reviews for his role in The Inspection. Get this, by the way. Jeremy earned Emmy, Grammy, and Tony nominations all before he turned 30 years old.
Oh, it's nothing, right? Well, now they both star in a new work of art on Broadway. It's called The Collaboration, a play about Andy Warhol and Jean-Michel Basquiat during one of the most talked about exhibitions in modern art history. Paul and Jeremy here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So this show is huge. I mean, it started off in London, then it's filmed in Boston. Now it's here on Broadway. So let's go back to, you know, the beginning and what got you involved in this.
The idea of, well, working with Paul, but, you know, Basquiat and Warhol, who have given so much to the world. I think culture, hip hop, music, you see them so influenced, you know, even now. So just the idea of stepping into their souls and learning more about who these men were and, you know, what that, you know, collaboration was like together.
Yeah.
Paul, I mean, is it true that when you first heard about it, you were somewhat skeptical, somewhat unsure about playing the part of Andy Warhol?
Yeah, I didn't. I was wondering whether there's a reason that, you know, he's usually a sort of cameo in films, because he's sort of monosyllabic and, you know, taciturn. And, you know, I didn't know how you get out from under the wig and the glasses and the not really speaking
thing. Yeah.
And then I read his diaries, which were all dictated, and they're in these long, circuitous sentences, and he sounds more like Truman Capote or something. So I was like, oh, maybe. And then I started calling people like Candice Berg, and she said actually he was could be quite verbose and kind of bitchy and private. And I was like, oh.
You're like, I can do that.
I am.
That's my wheelhouse. And this is your Broadway debut.
It is, yeah.
It's
been lovely, and it's been amazing to bring this show that was originated in London, but is absolutely a New York story about two New York icons, and it feels like a homecoming.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, you've been getting a lot of attention for The Inspection, a Golden Globe nomination, and this is a drama that, you know, brings a light into representation.
Right.
How important was that for you?
You know, representation is everything, and I'm so grateful to be in the position that I am to be able to play roles and bring light to stories that are marginalized and of you know, people that don't get the light and love that I think they deserve and need. So it's been a blessing. And anytime, you know, you have moments where there's nominations or awards, it just, you know, it's affirmative that I'm in the right place. And I just try to stay in that place of being grateful for what I have already. So it's been beautiful. And being back on stage with Paul, It's been a dream.
Yeah. Paul, we obviously love this relationship, but you just celebrated your 20th anniversary with Jennifer Connelly.
Happy anniversary.
I thought it was interesting on your Instagram. Variety wrote an article about how Top Gun Maverick has now beat out Avengers Infinity War.
So
what's it like? How tense is it?
It's very tense. I immediately called up Kevin Feige and he was like, don't worry, I got you covered. So, I hope to take the crown back.
You'll take it back. Well, that begs the question. Will we see Vision again in the Marvel Universe?
Gosh, damn it. I just can't tell you. This is how I keep the kids in shoes. Get fired.
No, you won't. Nobody's really watching it.
Yeah.
Nobody
can hear it. No, we don't put it on the internet.
My kids haven't
you
gonna
stick that thing on again on your forehead?
Well, we'll see.
Do it.
I'm always open.
I'm sure.
I mean, Marvel really must threaten you guys with God knows what, because every time one of you guys comes on,
we can never pry anything out of it.
They threaten to take like your firstborn child.
Loose lips sink ship.
Well, Jeremy, you told us the next thing you're doing is getting on a beach with a pina colada.
Listen, that is the goal. I'm trying to find a beach and lay horizontal with a pina colada. It's been a beautiful ride, but I am tired.
Three shows a week
is no joke.
I don't know how you do it.
You're wearing the perfect shirt right now for the beach.
I'm flowing.
You're halfway ready.
I'm flowing, baby. I'm manifesting.
So it's like a breakaway outfit.
Right, just ready to go.
I like it. In fact, what could have been embarrassing, Craig's got that same shirt.
All right.
I decided not to wear it today.
Yeah,
okay.
A good idea. All right, Jeremy, Paul, thank you so much. And you can catch the collaboration on Broadway through February 11th.
It was great having you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, could you use more joy in your day? Well, we know we always can, especially on Friday. We will get you going with a mental health check-in.
What?
Mental check-in.
That's right, mental health check-in. Anyway, speaking of joy.
Do you need one right now?
Right? That's right.
Do you need one now?
It's too late. Speaking of joy, it's Superfood Friday. Joy Bauer is going to put a creative spin on tacos. Soup, anyone? Third hour of today, we'll be right back. Pardon me, I'm going to go get mentally checked.
Thank you.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles Channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
Join Hoda Kotb for a brand new season of her podcast, Making Space.
For season 5, I am making space to talk to people who are providing a sense of hope and inspiration when life changes course.
Uplifting conversations with inspiring individuals like NFL legend Drew Brees, singer-songwriter Ziggy Marley, and Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie as you have never heard her before.
I found faith more viscerally, not because the bad thing didn't happen, but because it did.
I promise you, like me, will leave these conversations with some wisdom for your own journey, empowered and inspired to make space in your own life.
New episodes of Making Space with Hoda Kotb are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with some life lessons this morning and some strategies to refresh our mindset.
So as January is coming to a close, we thought we'd do a little check-in on how the year started off and learn some practices that could keep our minds feeling renewed all year long.
Nero Feliciano, psychotherapist, author of This Book Won't Make You Happy. She's here to help make us happy and feel refreshed this morning. Nero, good to have you back. Thank you for being
back. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. So this time of year, we could be struggling to keep our New Year's resolutions going or our goals. So instead of giving up and saying, oh, well, what the heck, do we reframe them? Do we revisit them? What do we do?
Okay, first of all, take a breath. Perspective. We have 11 months and a whole lifetime to create healthy habits. Mm-hmm. They don't happen overnight just because we turn a page on the calendar.
Sure.
So take the time. And one thing we know helps to get to our goals is practicing self-compassion versus self-criticism. We have 3,000 studies to show that people who practice self-compassion have higher test scores, better work outcomes, lower incidences of anxiety and depression, and we get to our goals quicker.
What's self-compassion?
Okay, what does this look like? Dylan, I heard a goal was to not bite your nails this
year.
And have you bitten your nails?
Well, a little.
Okay, no judgment. That's expected. And when you do, what are the thoughts that go through your head?
I should stop. I shouldn't keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's probably gross for everyone involved.
Okay, a little self-critical, right?
Yeah.
What would you say to a friend who messed up on their goal?
On their goal or stop biting your nails?
Either one.
It's okay. Try again.
That's right. And that's self-compassion. It's kindness. We have that voice for our friends, but not always ourselves.
And you say rethink.
That was a great example.
It was.
Rethink your goal. Yeah. Start small. We can't underestimate the power of the small. So maybe we say, instead of I'm going to give up for 30 days, let me do it for 24 hours and see how I feel and then build on that.
I like that.
My New Year's resolution was to do less.
Yes.
And I struggle with it still every day. Easier said than done. How should someone go about taking things off their plate?
Yeah, we have to be intentional about how we think about those things. So imagine your plate with everything on it. Take everything off. What would you put back? What brings you joy? Right? What could you take off? Or what do you have to put back, but you could do differently? For example, for me, I decided I'm going to see less patients this year, so I have more family time. I have to work, but I'm going to change how I do it. So think about that and what you actually want your plate to look like.
I think one other piece of advice you gave that I find is interesting is put things on your schedule that make you happy, that fulfill you. But our schedules are so busy. How is there time to even schedule that stuff?
Right. You really have to be intentional about it. And first, find the thing that brings you joy. For example, I decided I'm going to take a walk with a friend every week. That combines investing in relationships, which we know are at the heart of our well-being. Our relationships, when they're genuine and connected, help us to live longer. We're happier. But unless we actually schedule that time for joy, be it 15 minutes or an hour, it's not going to happen. We don't have time.
That's a good point. Yeah. I like the idea of taking a walk every week with a friend. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, so I've been keeping a journal and writing about what I'm grateful for since like 2015. And I kind of fell off toward the end of last year. But there is a psychological benefit to doing that.
Al, gratitude is at the heart of contentment. I wrote about it all over my book. Now, this is the interesting thing. When we express gratitude to someone, we release dopamine. That's a mood elevator. It's the high that we experience when we are on social media. When we write things down, those benefits last a few weeks longer than the actual act, and that releases serotonin, which is a mood elevator. And quick way to do it, takes 3 seconds. Do it while you're making your coffee. When we stack new habits with old ones that we do naturally, we're more likely to sustain them. That is one of the best things you can do for happiness.
I do it right before I go to bed.
Excellent.
Oxytocin.
So oxytocin comes, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, when we give back.
Okay.
So we have those two benefits plus oxytocin, which is what we see when we're in love, when mothers are bonding with their babies. And giving back releases the trifecta of the three.
Oh, wow, that was great. No, thank you.
Really great.
Always great.
Thank you so much. Chanel's going to hate you listening.
I know. This is in her wheelhouse.
We got a lot out of it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Coming up next, Joy Bauer is making taco soup for Superfood Friday with all the fixins. It's warm, it's cozy, and you only need a handful of healthy ingredients. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about the fact that it's Superfood Friday. So you're going to see what we did. Today, nutrition and health expert Joy Bauer cooking up a cozy dish to beat the cold weather. It's taco soup.
Hey,
Joy. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so let's get step. Let's get started. What's the first step? It was kind of like chili with a twist.
Yes, I love this so much. I hope you guys are going to love it. So basically what we're doing is we're taking the beloved taco and we're transforming it into a slurpable soup with all of those wonderful Tex-Mex flavors that we love and we crave. And the best part is it comes together in about 30 minutes, maybe even less, in one pot, which I can really appreciate from the cleanup afterwards.
So how do we get started? Yeah.
Okay, so here what I have is 1 pound of lean ground turkey meat that I added into the pot together with 1 diced onion. So you could cook these things together and just take a wooden spoon. And as it cooks, you're going to chop it up. It takes about 7 to 9 minutes. And what happens is the onion is going to infuse a lot of flavor into the meat. But I love the fact that you can cook them together. And for people that don't want turkey meat, you can swap in beef. You can even swap in cooked about 2 or 3 cups of lentils. So you can make it vegetarian. You could really make it your own. So now we basically just build the soup. So all of those things that we love in tacos, I'm adding in 2 cans of rinsed, drained black beans. So you know now we're adding a lot of plant-based protein and fiber. I'm also adding in, for a pop of color and more fiber, a can of rinsed and drained corn. And then this is going to be 2 cups of, well, I'm already up to the taco seasoning, but I added in some quartered cherry or grape tomatoes.
Right.
And you could, if you don't want to deal with slicing, you could always toss in a can of those diced fire roasted tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And I would say go ahead and throw the liquid in also, because it's only going to bolden up that broth. And now when it comes to the taco seasoning, you have 2 options. You could just go to the store, take the easy way out, and add in whatever's on sale, a taco seasoning packet. If you want to go that extra mile, I'm going to show everybody. I'll put it on today.com, and I'll also show you on Instagram and Facebook how to make the easiest do-it-yourself taco seasoning blend. So it's just chili powder, cumin, salt, pepper. This is paprika. You can go sweet. You could go smoky. Garlic, onion powder, red pepper flakes, and oregano. And the cool thing about this is you know exactly what's in it.
Sure.
And then you got a whole stash in your pantry.
That's true.
Yeah, and you can adjust the salt if you want.
Exactly. Yep. So speaking of salt, when it comes to the broth, so you mix all of this together, and then you're going to add in 4 cups of a reduced sodium, either chicken broth, beef broth, or vegetable broth. And the reason I like to do a reduced sodium is because you can always add more in at the end, but you can't take the sodium out. And so this is going on in there. And I just mix this whole thing up.
Full container.
And then it was 4 cups. And then you're going to mix this thing up and you just let it simmer. So one thing I will tell you is I really like an intense Tex-Mex flavor. So what I would do
is you put tequila in.
Al, I've never tried that, but this would probably go really well with a margarita. And now I add a second taco seasoning packet in there. Yeah. So everybody can adjust to their own taste buds. And
I'm going
to
bring you over to my...
Yes. Come with me over to my island, and we're going to add some special toppings.
This always, my favorite part is the camera switch.
That's right.
It's a great setup.
Thank you. So here I have it in the bowl. You can see how gorgeous
this
is.
So it's kind of cooked down a bit.
Yes. And Al, it only takes about 5 minutes to simmer the whole thing. Look how action-packed this is.
Can you put one together real quickly, Joy?
Yes. So here I have with my ladle, I'm going to spoon it in here. And like you said earlier, you really are combining the flavors of a taco together with a chili. It's a little, it's soupier than a chili. Now, I'm going to add on some Mexican cheese. Yep. I have some avocado. I have some jalapenos. If you don't like the spice, take the seeds out of the jalapenos for sure. And here's one last thing
you
can
do. The taco shells
here
on top?
Here we go. I'm going to make a little bit of a mess. Right. Ian's going to cringe.
there you go. Look at them. Muscles like steel. Joy, it's always good to see you. Thanks so much.
Joy.
Perfect for this weekend.
Love you guys.
I love you too. For more recipes like this, head to today.com/food. Third hour today. I'll be right back. All right, before we go, we're wrapping up the week with our favorite friends showing some of our Start Today walkers. Okay, let's start off with Ann. Hey, Ann!
All right,
raising her way into the weekend. Let's show a little love to the smiling Deanne. Deanne, wait.
Nice smile.
Carrie is all bundled up but still powering through the snow.
Way to go, Carrie.
Get warm, Carrie.
And Cheryl and hubby are soaking in the sun. Yeah, guys!
Hey, Cheryl and hubby. And
last but not least, our pal Vicky dominating January's challenge. All right, Vicky, come be a part of the fun. Join our Start Today Walking Challenge. Sign up for the newsletter. Go to today.com/starttoday.
By the way, we want to remind you that we're also launching our series, Discover Black Heritage. If you know someone, anyone who's doing something remarkable in your community, we want to hear about them. Go to our website, today.com, share their story. We may feature them right here on the show.
We have a fun week next week. We've got Cal Penn, Nathan Lane, Terry Crews. Wow. They're all stopping by and coming up on Hoda and Jenna, 4-time Super Bowl champ Rob Gronkowski. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
Great weekend, y'all. Bye-bye.